Chapter 1. The Seeds. Your life isn't about a big break. It's about taking one significant life-transforming step at a time. August 14th, 1978. It was a Monday, my first day working on a Baltimore talk show called People Are Talking. It was also the last day I had a job. Up until then, I'd been a news anchor and reporter. I knew I was not my authentic self in those jobs, and my bosses certainly made no secret of their feelings. They told me I was the wrong color, I was the wrong size, that I showed too much emotion. I've always said that the best part about that experience was meeting my best friend Gail, who was a production assistant at the same television station. I could feel I was misplaced, even though the 6 o'clock news was a time slot most young journalists covet. I was never fully comfortable in that seat. And when I look back at the tapes, I can still hear the pretend anchor voice I used on air. It wasn't until I was unceremoniously demoted to co-host of People Are Talking that I experienced the first spark of what it means to become fully alive. During the show, I interviewed Tom Carvel, the Carvel ice cream man, and the actor who played Benny on All My Children. Not exactly glamorous, but as we talked, I felt lit up from the inside, like I had come home to myself. When the hour ended, there was a sense of knowing resonating within my heart and radiating to the hairs on the back of my neck. My entire body told me this was what I was supposed to do. As a reporter, I had been exhausted all the time. I really had to drag myself many days into work. But after one day on this local talk show, I was energized in a way that fueled every cell of my being. There was no doubt that the seeds of what was to give my life meaning and purpose had been planted. That day, my job ended and my calling began. Years later, The Oprah Winfrey Show would achieve a level of success no one could have predicted. It was an exhilarating experience, and yet another little kernel of knowing was revealing itself to me. Even at the show's peak, I had a deep awareness that a supreme moment of destiny still awaited me. That's why, after 25 years, I trusted my instinct when it told me, this isn't it. There's more. There's something else. The show was my home. The audience was one of the great loves of my life. But I couldn't ignore the flicker of certainty telling me it was time to move on. The years following the end of the show brought many unexpected possibilities, and I had some daunting moments when creating a new cable network, OWN. Stopping to consider my own advice of turning challenges into opportunities is what allowed me to move forward. This is the lesson I hope you take away from this chapter. Your life is not static. Every decision, setback, or triumph is an opportunity to identify the seeds of truth that make you the wondrous human being that you are. I'm not talking just about what you do for a living. When you pay attention to what feeds your energy, you move in the direction of the life for which you were intended. Trust that the universe has a bigger, wider, deeper dream for you than you could ever imagine for yourself. Growing up in the church, one of my favorite Bible parables was about the mustard seed. If you have faith, even if it's as little as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. Anything is possible. As a child listening from my seat in church, this brought me so much comfort, just as it did when I was struggling as a reporter in Baltimore, and as it still does today. The mustard seed is such a tiny speck of a thing. I am emboldened by the belief that all I need is a mustard seed of faith, and no matter what, I'm going to be all right. As you begin to identify the seeds of knowing along your own path, the first question to ask yourself is, what do I believe? Do you believe that you are worthy of happiness, success, abundance, fulfillment, peace, joy, and love? What I know for sure is you become what you believe. The quotes and conversations I've selected for this chapter reflect insights into the depth and length of your constant spiritual growth. Leading us first is author Sue Monk Kidd.
I think life is a process. You wake up, then you wake up some more. You die to oneself, you're reborn. It's an evolution of consciousness. I mean, if you look at the way God created the world, it's always about a seed and a sprout and a flower, and then it goes back to seed. It's always about process and unfolding. I think we're probably on a journey of greater and greater consciousness, becoming more compassionate, more loving. And that is a lifelong spiraling process.
And now, Tim's story.
You really are a miracle in motion. Motion is movement. So we're not there yet, but we're in motion. At all times, we are all going through recovery and discovery at the same time. Some people stop their lives because I'm in recovery. I just went through all this and I'm in recovery. But you should be in recovery and discovery.
Here is Dr. Shefali Sabari.
Whether we like to recognize it or not, even the most unconscious person, against their greatest will, they are on a process to evolve. Life gives us opportunity after opportunity to ask yourself, is this my truest self or am I living the inauthentic self? Becoming conscious means to recognize when that moment arrives. And it's coming, and it's coming, and it's coming.
Listen in on my conversation with Pastor A.R. Bernard.
Do you believe that everybody has a calling?
Absolutely.
How do we open ourselves to that calling? How can we be more open to hear and more open to find the path that is our calling?
First, we have to believe that we do have a purpose. It goes back to that eternity in their hearts.
Every person has a purpose.
Every individual has a purpose. And when we begin to think that way, we will appreciate the sacredness of all life and not be destructive to any aspect of life, because too often people think purpose is static. It's that one thing for which I was born.
Yeah.
But what happens if you achieve that at age 27? You have no reason to live beyond that.
Correct.
Purpose is not static. Purpose is dynamic. Purpose continues to be applied throughout your life. Your gifts, your talents, and abilities that are given to you by God, that remains consistent throughout your life.
Here's Barbara Brown Taylor.
I have relational callings. I have professional callings. I have a number of different callings. And I also think it's possible to be called away from things I have been called to in the past. But I've been powerfully called to some things and just as powerfully called away from them. So I think that's important, too. There are goodbyes as well as hellos in our callings.
And now, Elizabeth Gilbert.
For some reason, and this just boggles my imagination, there are still just huge swaths of women who never got the memo that their lives belong to them. And there's this instinct that they have that they need a permission slip from the principal's office for anything. You are allowed to ask yourself some really important questions about your life. You are allowed to take accountability and ownership for your own journey. You're allowed to ask what serves you sometimes, because I know you've been trained up to serve everyone, but you're allowed to turn that on yourself and honor your own life that you were given. And I feel like it just got to people somehow that they hadn't quite put together that they could do that. You get the question. Here's the question. What have I come here to do with my life? You telling me you never got that question? That's the question that begins every single quest. What have I come here to do with my life? There's no one who hasn't had that question come to them. That's the call.
Right.
Now you can choose to ignore that question or you can pursue it. And the pursuit is the beginning of the journey.
Here's what Bishop T.D. Jakes has to say.
So if we can get the clutter out of our mind, if we can get the guilt out of our mind, if we can get the shame out of our mind, if we can get the worry out of our mind, if we can get the busyness out of our mind, then all of a sudden we're going to have ideas which are seeds. And the seed of an idea planted firmly in your mind, where you believe in yourself and you believe in your potentials and you believe in what you got and you believe in your stuff, it's good. My thoughts are good.
Here I ask Jean Houston, what is the soul?
I believe that the soul is the essence of who and what we are. I personally believe that it transcends our leaving this mortal coil. I think in part it is also that great friend that I talked about, that it comes with codes and possibilities and the next layers of who and what we may yet be. It is often a pain in the neck because it says, wake up, it's time to wake up. Don't go to sleep. I think it is also the lure of our becoming. That's what I think the soul is.
Wow. Got to take that in a minute. The lure of our becoming.
Yes. And is part, to me, it is also part of the evolution of our becoming, because we are coded. We are coded in our cells. We're becoming, we are coded in our hearts. And we are coded into, we are God seeds becoming God selves, I think.
I just love tweetable moments. Here's one of many with Carolyn Mace.
If you have life, you have purpose.
That's a good tweet.
If you have life, you have purpose.
Tweet, tweet. That's a good one. If you have life, you have purpose. And that is true of every one of the 7 billion of us.
Totally. It can't be otherwise. And this is why I absolutely love studying the work of the mystics, because this is what's so extraordinary. The tiniest truth is the same at the big level. If you have life, one drop of life, one atom is as purposeful as our planet.
Wow.
What is in one is in the whole.
Wow.
It can't be otherwise. It cannot.
And now, wise words from Deepak Chopra.
If you're rested, if your mind is in peace, and if you're full of love and compassion, if you come from being and then feeling, and then self-reflection, then things will synchronistically fall into place, because that's how nature functions. Like a seed.
Yes.
In every seed is the promise of thousands of forests. So like that in your karmic
seed. So to have the desire means you can accomplish it.
Otherwise you wouldn't have the desire.
That is amazing.
You have unique gifts. Focus on the gifts. Don't focus on the weaknesses, because there are other people who complement your weaknesses, and you'll compliment theirs.
Do you believe everyone has a gift?
Yes.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be here.
You wouldn't be here. And that gift is when you're expressing yourself in that unique way and giving out your gifts, you lose track of time.